The San Jose Sharks are fighting for a playoff spot, but the Hawks are looking to play spoiler Blackhawks Sharks tonight at 7 on WGN TV Sports.
This sounds relaxing.
This is perfect for a hangover, actually.
It really is.
Wait till they actually start going, though. Then your hangover is going to be just that much worse. Little Missy.
It's good for after a night of partying, but good to ease into a new night of partying, too, wouldn't you say?
And I like the way you think, but I'm not there yet.
You got to, Violetta. It's your birthday.
I'd say by 9 o'clock tonight, she'll be that way. Right when the sugar level gets to that certain level, you're like, hey, I can do this again. I'm good. I'm feeling better now. That, by the way, is W.T. Newton Live Music Fridays. They're right here. And they got their guitars, they got their fiddles, and they got their voices.
Yeah, and they're incredible.
And you're going to be hearing from them coming up in just a few minutes. They're going to be at Heartland Cafe. Boy, that place is a storied institution.
In Rogers Park.
Yeah.
I remember going there as a kid and thinking it was a little weird, and then I grew into it and just loved it.
Heartland Cafe, March 13th, March 26th at the Beet Kitchen in Roscoe Village. And then Liars Club. Oh, boy.
Good places.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, a couple memories there, Ro.
Not memories, really.
No.
Yeah. I was a little older than Violetta first time I went to Liars Club.
So how'd you learn what you weren't supposed to remember?
I just remember they even lie about where the door is at Liars Club. That's all I can recall right there. All right. It is, as I said, it's a live Music Friday. It's coming your way. But first, Judy Pilak's got the news in 2 minutes.
I want trouble. And I drew a line in the sand underneath that rubble. Praying to God you'd understand how I'm feeling. Maybe we both had our doubts, the troubles we're dealing, that we'd both be better without. Everyone has a fortress built from trouble, just like everyone has a shield so easily pierced. Baby, I didn't know in which direction to shoot my bow. The first time the whites of my enemies' eyes peered.
That is W.T. Newton. He's in the studio with us right now, along with his fiddle player, Jason Lovell.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be picking and fiddling.
Yeah.
And scratching and grinning in just a few minutes here with us. I just want to... That's got a whole... That's a very popular sound right now. You're hitting something right square in the
fiddle thing.
In the fiddle. Mm-hmm. No, in the no, not the fiddle. That song they just did. It's a very popular.
It's beautiful.
There's a lot of crossover country artists, Americana artists.
Yeah.
You know, Sturgill Simpson immediately pops to ear when I hear that particular track, and he's having a pretty good year, you know, or two. I would say.
You know. Yeah.
So, all right. So, where are you from?
From Arkansas originally. Now I live about an hour. I live about an hour and a half northwest of the city, by the Wisconsin border.
All right.
Is
this the way you're making your living right now, or is there something else we need to know about?
Between this, I also do woodworking and I also farm.
What do you farm?
Wow.
Vegetables whenever I can.
Vegetables whenever I can. When you grab them out of the ground.
I'm learning the northern climate difference from farming in the
That's
south.
That's a problem.
Still, so.
Mm-hmm. How's that working out?
Cold, weirdly enough.
So how long have you been playing and writing?
I've been playing and writing probably since I was about 14, so about 16 years.
Wow.
Gosh. Wow.
Congratulations on that. And things are taking off for you, which is just very exciting. If you want to see WT, you could see him at the Heartland Cafe on March 13th. And then on the 26th of March, Beet Kitchen, which is on Belmont. What a great restaurant and music club that is. It's one of those, you can walk in there on any given night. That reminds me very much of, like, if you're in a place like Austin or Nashville or New Orleans, where you could just walk into a door somewhere and get amazing music. That's one of those places.
And amazing food while you're there.
Yeah. Very much so.
Mm-hmm. And then Liars Club. I just want to add... I have a question to ask you about Liars Club since it's on your upcoming tour dates.
Mm-hmm. Is answering this going to be aiding or abetting?
It is... well, that's really a question. It's really a question for the Mueller investigation, but I will ask you this. That's April 20th. You're going to be at Liars Club.
Yep.
And now, I'm not saying I've ever been to Liars Club.
Right.
Because you don't want to lie?
I won't commit one way or the other. But my understanding is that Liars Club, you know, basically a gigantic dance floor.
Yep.
A very small but active bar and gigantic speakers.
Yep.
Blacked out room.
Yep.
Once you enter it, very hard to leave it.
Quite.
And it's basically an all night kind of thing. And it's... And God knows how many children have actually been conceived on a dance floor at Liars Club.
There's a good chance I was, actually, weirdly enough. Yeah.
Yeah. And so how does this fit into that, I ask you?
Surprisingly well. The guys at Liars Club fostered my presence in Chicago for a long time. They were one of the first bars I ever played whenever I came to Chicago. And I made a lot of friends that work there, and they've been complete and total sweethearts the entire time and really promoted and pushed and fostered growth for me in the city.
They are awesome.
They're amazing people. I love them to death.
It is an amazing institution.
It certainly is.
It is a unique... There are very few places in Chicago. It's one of those things where it is like a bit of a secret. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like you have to have a handshake for it, like... Where you want to go? Oh yeah, the place. And no one says the name,
no.
Right? Because if you say the name, then you've committed to something that you know. First, I can't say Liars Club, right? Because it just sounds weird,
right?
But you just know where it is, and you know where to go, and you know what goes on.
And you certainly wouldn't be at the school fundraiser the next day, and someone asked you where you were last night, and you'd firmly admit Liars Club. You just
absolutely
wouldn't.
True.
You just wouldn't,
right?
It's always been a fun thing, too, bringing friends of mine in that have been on tour from out of town, being like, well, where did you book us at? I booked you guys at Liars Club. Oh, we have no idea what that is. And they get there.
Wait.
The face is always the best thing. It's always just, oh.
Oh. Oh. Mm.
It's,
really?
Why'd you make a sign of disclaimer first? Weird.
Right, you did what? Where are we supposed to play in here? Is there even a bathroom in here?
It doesn't make sense until it does.
Yeah, it is the best. It is, I'm telling you, I don't think anybody has ever walked out of an event or an evening there and not gone on to a really great time. I'm just going to say that.
Yep.
Either come from or on their way to a great time.
Agreed.
Not that you know, of course. Not
no.
That,
right.
That is an excellent point. Jason, I don't know. I was keeping your mic off for a reason, but thanks, Woody. Apparently, you're an investigating.
He overwrote that.
Yeah, you're.
Are you a cop?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's do a number here. What do you want to do?
So we have a new record coming out in the end of May called "This Dying American Sound," and this is the title track off of it.
All right, take it away. W.T. Newton.
Saw sun rose over the eastern pines, and the honeysuckle blooms looked exactly like your eyes. In the Polk County dew, I fell back in love with you, amidst the red dirt and the buzzing neon signs. Went from making out in church towers to hotel rooms after happy hours, from quieter giggles to pronounced moans and sighs. We rode off into the distance, leaving no one to bear witness. We were ramparts, we were moving on, you and I. But did you ever miss that place you called your own? Do you miss me? Do you miss your home? In that darkened hour between the night and the moon, I pray you're safe, I pray you come home soon. Mama's hands were cracked and bruised, and your daddy's back was shot. Everyone crossed the whole holler knew exactly how they fought. You and I, we'd sneak our way down through the closest hitch, sipping bourbon we brought from the state line in. And on the days the sun was out, we'd hide away in the barn. I never knew quite what love was till you took me by the arm. You said if life is just for dying, then what the hell are we doing here? Here I am still wondering after 18 long years. But did you ever miss that place you called your own? Do you miss me? Do you miss your home? And in that darkened hour between the night and the moon, I pray you're safe, I pray you come home soon. Well, the nights ain't been too kind, I think about you all the time. Whiskey on your breath or your paisley print dress. The nights under the roof or the pounding of the rain. Was it still pouring when sweet Jesus called your name? But did you ever miss that place you called your own? Do you miss me? Do you miss your home? And in that darkened hour between the night and the moon, I pray you're safe, I pray you come home soon. This dying American sound is what brought me to you.
That's about as good as a guess right there. W.T.
So
Newton.
Good.
This
so
American good. Dying American, this dying American sound is the name of the album.
Either way.
Right, and that's the title track from... An anal bum cover. Is that what it was, right? Is that what we learned?
What was that on your mind today?
Don't mind.
I think it's an album cover.
That's an album cover.
For 700.
I don't need that from you, Trebek. All right. We'll come back. We'll do one more because this is you are great. If you want to go see him live, March 13th at Heartland Cafe up on the north side of Chicago. Beat Kitchen, also on the north side of Chicago, on the 26th. And at the Liars Club on April 20th. If you want to follow these guys, it's a go to... W.T. Newton IL, right?
Yep. Is that
Illinois? In,
yeah.
For Facebook. And on Instagram, W.T.Newton. And then at Bandcamp, you can find your music, right?
Yep, very much so.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Don't you move, because we got to hear more of this. It's really great stuff. But first, Violetta's got the WGN Trevor Triple Spots. All right. W.T. Newton is in the studio with us right now. And old W.T., mm-hmm. He's got a new record coming out, new album. That you recorded in St. Louis, is that correct?
Yeah, Gaslight Studios in St. Louis.
How dare you do that, but okay, fine.
But what you did was beautiful anyway, so nice job.
Well, thank you so much.
It sounds so good.
Yeah, this is something you can go see. You can go see W.T. Newton at the Heartland Cafe, March 13th, and then just go on his Facebook or Instagram, W.T. Newton Ill is the Facebook. Mm-hmm. I just look at Facebook, W.T. Newton.
It's just
how
W.T.
many W.T. Newtons are there, really? Let's just be honest here. And you've got the Gaslight Sessions was the is the recorded stuff we have out right now.
Yeah,
right.
That's the stuff that that's the same studio I recorded the record in.
Right, and then you've got the big album coming out next month.
Yep,
right, coming or in May
or in May. I was about to say, wait a minute, hold on.
Yeah, well, we just moved it up.
Right, that's fine.
Mercury just called us. We need to move it up. So they used to say to Sinatra all the time. All right, so what do you want to play for us?
Oh, this is a tune called Home Fires off the new record.
And I got to say, before I don't want to miss him. Jason Lovall, great on the fiddle here.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Thank you so much for being here.
Not too bad as a person either. It's
good.
Pretty good.
Doesn't always go as a combo, so
right,
that's nice to know.
It's always the fiddle player.
Took me a
though.
Long time to find a friend like that.
Yeah. All right. Take it away.
There's a time and a place for forgiveness, and I'm praying that it rests just up ahead. Darling, let me down easy. I've been given a weary heart and an unsteady hand. I'd ask the devil, but lately he ain't answering. And I've retired my bitter wanderings to the dirt. My drunken, loving soul kept me rambling, drinking in the stars to quench my thirst. Embrace turned to rust by the time the water rose. My soul grew cold by the time I saw the coast. But if you would just bear with me for one more night, through the hail and the snow, keep your home fires burning bright. I want nothing more than to lay down at your side. Keep that hammer pointed down, and I'll see you come the morning light. Embrace turn to rust by the time that water rose. And honey, my soul grew cold by the time I saw the coast. But if you would just bear with me for one more night, snow, keep your home fires burning bright. I'll keep that hammer pointed down, and I'll see you come the morning light.
That's W.T. Newton. Find him where all W.T. Newtons are sold on the internet. And check them out live.
There's a store.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. There's a place for it. All right, we got Chicago Blackhawks hockey coming your way right now.